Insomnia Radio New York, number 3. A Salmagundi of songs for your sampling pleasure.
Coming at you from the city that never sleeps, bringing you the best music from the five boroughs and beyond. This is Insomnia Radio, New York. And now your resident guide to all things awesome, Ren Tyler.
Nothing to think about there, Rocklings. That is one seriously awesome song. But That's not so surprising, considering we are talking about Lolita bras. Frontman Patrick Harmon is often said to be channeling the emotiveness of Morrissey. And if ever you wondered what the Moz would have sounded like if he grew up in South Carolina, well, you need not wonder any longer. And I have to say, I've always been a fan of lead guitarist Hugh Crickmore's style, because to me, it's very reminiscent of The Church. And I seriously dig their pseudo-twangy sound. So for me, it's just, I always get a kick whenever I hear Hugh play. And the sinewy bass line was provided by the ever-lovely Erica Dandrea Gray, and who can overlook the amazing drumming of Paul Frick. And he also digs the Coney Island robot. The other night, I had the misfortune of stumbling across a program on VH1 called Super Group. And basically, it was a bunch of former quote-unquote metal rock gods being thrown together into a quote-unquote super group. Well, it got me thinking, if I were to put together a super group out of current and vibrant artists from the New York area, well, Damian Paris from the Giraffes, hands down, lead guitar, he's just sick. Rich Meyer from Hopewell, no question whatsoever, he'd be on bass, because he's also sick. But on drums, I think you see where I'm going with this, don't you? Paul Frick. Yeah, Paul Frick, because Frick is frickin' amazing. And when you have a chance to see him play, it really is like watching the calm in the eye of the storm. He's so zen about it. He makes it look so easy. And if you've ever had a chance to see Lolita Bras play, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you ever have a chance to see them play, definitely, definitely jump on that opportunity, because then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Unfortunately, they don't have any current dates right now, which sucks, but they are busy recording their new LP. In the meantime, the Eli Janney remix of Her Own Conversation, which is the song that we heard, will have to suffice. And you can find that over at myspace.com/lolitabras. And if you feel like, you know, poking around their main site, you can check it out over at lolitabras.com. In other recording news, I am elated to relay that after last week's show, where I had stated for the record that the Spies should not re-record their songs Ruby or Domino, well, I've heard word from the official Spies camp, and they have given me their solemn word that they will touch neither song. So, talented and wise, this band will go very far. And even more exciting is that Insomnia Radio has been bestowed the distinct honor of getting the exclusive premiere of the new tracks. As if we needed any more reason to love the Spies. But, you know, we won't complain if we're given a few more. Moving onward and back into Brooklyn, we are going to touch base with the Angelic Bombs and their song, Sometime, which is off of their debut album, entitled Meteor Season, which is available for purchase at cdbaby.com. I saw them play at Trash Bar a few weeks ago, and I really enjoyed their set. I swear, the entire time I was watching them play, I couldn't get over how much Zach Glass was channeling Joe Strummer. I swear, in fact, after the set, I went up to him and I said, "Hey, bastard child of Joe Strummer, I want a CD." So, yeah, I'm a bit of a Joe Strummer fangirl, in case you can't figure that out. And Karen Rockower is a formidable frontwoman in her own right, and I really enjoy the kind of tag team action she has going on with Zach as far as who's leading. The rest of the band's pretty kick-ass too, which never hurts. If what you hear hits you like a tactile nuke, be sure to drop them a note over at their MySpace page, myspace.com/theangelicbombs, or you can cruise on over to their official site, which is theangelicbombs.com.
Oh, just too late. But it's just too late.
Be sure to check out our calendar of live events, get show notes, and much more by visiting our site, newyork.insomniaradio.net.
With a voice like that, how could you forget? And if by some freak chance you managed to do just that, well, the catchy, jingly pop of Just About to Burn would serve as a reminder. Fronted by well-respected, prolific, and highly influential songwriter Paleface, the band owes its sound as much to old-school country pop, rhythm and blues as it does to Paleface's caustic punk rock New York roots. That's right, I said punk rock. It may not seem like it listening to that song, which, by the way, is called Tender Ways and is available on their self-titled CD, but you need to keep in mind that Paleface was schooled in songwriting by Daniel Johnston and was discovered by Danny Fields. And those of you who are fans of the Ramones, the Stooges, and the MC5 will know that name. Monica Samalot is responsible for the kick-ass drums and percussion and backing vocals, and I've been corresponding with her quite a bit, and frankly, I dig her. The slide guitar and dobro are provided by Lenny Moltov, and J.D. Wood rounds up the lineup playing bass. You can find more information at their website, justabouttoburn.net, and of course, like everyone else, they have a MySpace page too, and that would be myspace.com/justabouttoburn. If you're interested in picking up a copy of their self-titled debut, you can do so by going to Monica Samalot, and that's spelled MonicaSamalot, okay, monicasamalot.homestead.com/JATBmusic.html. Just before the show ID, we heard Wagamama by Gaijin Agogo, who hail from the far east, River of Brooklyn. For those of you who don't speak Japanese, Gaijin is actually a somewhat derogatory term for foreigner, and go actually means the number 5. So why it is they decided to name themselves Foreign Barbarian 5-5, I couldn't tell you. What I can tell you, however, is that they are a whole lot of fun. It's a full-out show when you see these guys. They're dressed up in costumes and everything. It's great. That it's a marriage of Japanese pop and 1960s go-go music, well, hey, that's just bonus in my book. And if you like what you heard, you can check out that track and a whole bunch of others on Gaijin Agogo's latest release, Go Go Boot Camp. And you can find that over at cdbaby.com, as well as links to their earlier albums. If you'd like to check them out at MySpace, you can do so by going to myspace.com/1, just the numeral number 1. So myspace.com/1 Gaijin, G-A-I-J-I-N, Agogo. You can also find more information at their site, which is www.gaijin55.com. I recommend taking a look because they have a lot of really cool photographs and even some video footage. Well, my darling rocklings, it's that time again where I bid you farewell and I thank you ever so much for joining me. And I invite you to return next week where I bring more kinds of all kinds of awesome, like Mixel Pixel, a 3-piece that's recently become a 4-piece, hailing out of Brooklyn. There are just all kinds of electropop goodness. I mean, how can you go wrong with a band that has a Moog in it? You can't. I mean, you just can't. So the song I'm going to play is entitled Mantis Rock, and it is off of their last release, which is called Contact Kid. And actually, the new Mixel Pixel album is slated for a July release. So very exciting. I saw them play at Cake Shop a few weeks ago, and I really like the new songs, especially You're the Kind of Girl. That's a great tune, and I actually have a brilliant live recording of that one, which sounds quite different than what they're going to have on the album. So Rob had mentioned that at some point he was going to post that track on MySpace, but if he doesn't, you know, you just might hear it first, right here. Speaking of MySpace, their page is myspace.com/mixelpixel. And if you are interested in purchasing any of their albums, you can do so over at their main site, which is mixelpixel.com. So, with all that said, I bid you farewell, and I leave you with my all-time favorite Mixel Pixel song, Mantis Rock.